of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Welcome. It's Saturday morning, and we're here as usual. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and we'd like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants. You can get a hold of them at 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. So today is February 16th, 2013. You're listening to 1460 KCNR, community radio for the North State. And I'm here in the studio with my sister.
Good morning.
Linda. And Bob, our trusted soundboard operator, all around great guy.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob. We are streaming live. I guess we're streaming. I'm not sure if we're live.
We are streaming.
We are streaming.
I don't know how live you are over there at the moment. But...
yeah, I've sort of got a little bit of the flu or something or whatever it is today, but I'm here anyway because I just don't. I just don't go down easy.
Gotta have fun
or slow.
It's Saturday.
Oh. Well, maybe I go down slow and easy. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. We are streaming. You're listening, you're listening live. Go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in if you have any questions or comments at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. Monday night, Reading Tea Party meets at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Destiny Fellowship. Do we have any, do you know what's going on Monday?
No, I don't, actually.
Well, maybe we can find that out during
the
show.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find out on that one what's going on.
Have we got any veterans events?
Well, yes, we do. Of course, tonight is our Wounded Warrior Project with Ladies and Vets Auxiliary. No host bar opens at 5. Dinner will be at 6. There will be tickets on sale at the door if you haven't got your ticket yet. Also, tomorrow is the Navy Band will be playing at the Civic Center at 3 p.m. And then on the 21st at Parsons Junior High, they're doing a tribute to veterans at 8:45. So all you veterans are welcome to attend that one. So hope to see you out there.
Can you say Civic Center five times fast, like shave a seat or shingle thin?
Probably not this morning. Maybe after
I get
some coffee.
That would be probably Sally on the line telling us what's going on at the tea party.
You're close. It's Terry.
Oh, Terry. Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. Anyway, Monday night at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, the Tea Party will be presenting Doug McConnell. He's a doctor.
Oh, right.
Well-known. He's been on radio, and he's going to be speaking on Obamacare and how it really does affect us all, how it's going to affect senior citizens, individuals, and businesses. And the other thing we're going to do is to introduce a group that you're familiar with, Mark, and that's the Integrity Project.
Ah, okay.
Which, as you know, is an advocacy group to help businesses and individuals when they're having to deal with the Board of Supervisors. There seems to be a lot of mistrust, and there's a few.
I like to use the words angst.
Yeah, there's angst. I think that's the perfect word, my friend. But there's a lot of things going on with that. That's going to be a very, very interesting group. And we're going to kick off the second chapel gate at it on Selmo's also on Monday night. So it's a big night, Monday night, 2570 Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. And, you know, as you always say it, Mark, and so aptly so, and that is you need to pry your butts up off the couch and get involved.
Absolutely. Very good, Terry. All right, cool. If you haven't got anything else, we're going to move on. We got Jenny Beth coming on at 8:15, and we got a few more things to cover.
Fantastic.
Thanks, bye-bye. Terry. All right. Bye-bye. So let's see what else we got here. You know, the Tea Party stands for limited government, fiscal responsibility.
And adherence to the Constitution.
That's right. Start following the Constitution.
It's very important now, folks.
Absolutely. So let's see. My first quote of the day is, when buying and selling are controlled by the legislation, or by legislation, the first things to be bought and sold are legislators. That was P.J. O'Rourke. My second one is, in order to become the master, the politician poses as the servant. That is Charles de Gaulle. He used to be the leader of France. I'm not sure what they called him, the premier, the prime minister, the head chief cook and bottle washer. I don't know. So what else have we got here? We have a new thing going on in the Obama scandal that I haven't been able to completely verify yet, but it seems to be that the records were pulled through a subpoena from his Occidental College years, and it looks like he is registered as a foreign exchange student from Indonesia. Now, that could be a real problem because, and of course, the media doesn't pick any of this up, the Supreme Court, none of it, blah, blah, blah. So here this guy registers and gets a foreign exchange student treatment and a full ride on a foreign exchange scholarship. So was he lying then or is he lying now? That's the only question it seems to be these days. I think the real question is, when is he telling the truth? Because
I was going to say that.
You know, it's lie after lie after lie after lie with this guy. Anybody who checks any of the facts, this guy's a man, I can't even hardly say it because I'm getting madder as I talk.
Yeah, we have no idea who this guy is at all.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's from another foreign exchange student. It doesn't matter if, he's from Indonesia or he's an Indonesian citizen. It doesn't matter if he has allegiance to Kenya or the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, yeah, because the Constitution, remember, it's...
It's a living document.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't really work.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. Forget about all your rights out there. Just shut up and go back to work, slaves. I mean,
forget
free
about
people.
It. What's the problem?
Right. There's no problem as long as we have all the guns. Yeah, exactly. How screwed up is that? So this is important, and you're going to hear more about this as this goes along. And what you have to understand here is that, you know, Nixon had to resign in his second term because all the guys in the Watergate, it wasn't so much about the fact that they broke into the hotel, it was the fact that they kept trying to cover it up. And so we will see what happens here. Who knows? Maybe we're so far gone it doesn't matter. I don't know. But the real deal is that this guy's dirty. He doesn't tell the truth. The more that comes out, more and more and more, we're finding out that this guy is not who he says he is in more ways than one. And he has no respect for the rule of law, the Constitution, or free people, for that matter. So, but he sure does play it off good. Oh, man, he makes it sound like he's just out there looking for the common guy to do a lot of good while Michelle's having another vacation somewhere and spending our money.
Yeah, meanwhile, we're losing all of our freedom, folks, so... You definitely need to get plugged into this stuff and get the truth, whether it's here or any other place. You know, get on the internet, do some homework yourself.
Oh man, like dude, the truth is like relative, you know? And, you know, it's like, what's your truth is not like my truth. yeah, right. Yeah, I've heard that before. It's like, what are you, crazy? What are you, freaking stupid? You know, the real deal is that the bottom line here is that if we're not following the rule of law, we're not following the Constitution, we're losing our freedom every day, and we got a liar in the White House who's giving us a smoke and mirrors treatment on just about everything. Transparency? Well, I'd like to know where that's at.
Well, that was back then. That's not now.
Well, I think the transparency is when I pull the saran wrap out of the box and put it over the top of my potatoes. There's no transparency in our government at this point. That's for darn sure.
Nope.
Anyway, maybe I went off
that was a nice little rant there. So onward we move here.
Okay, so you want me to, I can do a rant at will. Just, all you gotta do is say something and then, I'm off. I'm off on a tear. Especially since it's tax season here and, we're up to our, eyeballs and, returns and yes. numbers and
we can't even file everything because guess what?
Yeah, I know.
The good old IRS hasn't given us all of the schedules yet, you know?
I know. It's like, okay, so we need to have these things filed by, the corporations by March 15th and the individuals by April 15th. Only we won't let you file anything until January 30th because we passed laws, midnight on December 31st and then we can't even fix the forms. And oh, by the way, when you get to January 30th, we have to delay that because there's about 15 or 16 other forms that you can't file because they're not ready. They're still in draft form. So if you're late, then you're still going to get penalized, right?
Probably by them. They don't have a problem taking your money. I mean, they need it.
Oh,
you
this
know
is
that.
All for your own good. Yeah, shut up and go back to work.
Come on.
So. Yeah. Jeez. It's Surf City. Here we come.
I think we're going to go to a break and then hopefully we'll have Jenny Beth Martin on the phone. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Caught up in these missions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well. While we're sitting here a thousand miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky. Two holes in your head for the likes of folks to get by. Time to lock and load. Time to get control. Time to search your soul and start again.
If you are running your own business, already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, February 16, 2013, at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Bitten Drive. No host bar at 5 o'clock, dinner and program at 6. If you would like to sponsor a table or get tickets, please give Linda a call at 221-0101 or Treva Gephardt at 221-7433. You may purchase a ticket for $25 or sponsor a table for $250. February 16th.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we go beyond typical left-right arguments. Why would some people want to destroy their country, give up their rights, and live as subjects rather than citizens? Because they embrace communitarianism. Activist and journalist Kevin Eggers will join us to discuss the dangers of America's changing ideology. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. it's a half past four, I'm shifting gear.
When she is lonely, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. Community radio for the North State, I think is what we're supposed to say now.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Okay, so our guest hasn't called in yet, and so we might have to do a little soft shoe here.
Okay.
Yeah. So Jenny Beth Martin is our guest this morning, I'm hoping.
Yeah, it was confirmed, so I'm not sure what's going on here, but
yeah, she's supposed to call in at 8:15, and I think it's 8:26. So, you know, I'll give you a little background. Jenny Beth Martin, was voted the, top 100 most influential people in the world by Times. I'm not sure if that's Times Magazine, New York Times, Times something. In 2010 list, Jenny Beth is known for her involvement in the Tea Party movement. She's one of the founders. And so we had hoped that she would, be calling in, sometime.
Yeah, and giving us an update because the Tea Party isn't dead. I know that that's going around out there, but. We're not dead.
No, the dead heads are dead. The dead heads are dead, but not the Tea Party. Oh, boy. Okay, so let me get in a couple stories here. Let's see. Gangster Banksters. This comes from Rolling Stone magazine. Rolling Stone Politics at www.rollingstone.com. The title of this article is The Gangster Banksters, Too Big to Jail. How HSBC hooked up with drug traffickers and terrorists and got away with it. Now, isn't that interesting? This comes from Matt Tabby, who's been kind of on these stories with the LIBOR scandal and so forth. And this is dated February 14th. And the deal was announced quietly just before the holidays, like almost like the government was hoping people were too busy hanging stockings by the fireplace to notice, flooring politicians, lawyers, and investigators all over the world. The U.S. Justice Department granted a total walk to executives of British-based bank HSBC for the largest drug and terrorism money laundering case ever. Yes, they issued a fine, $1.9 billion, or about 5 weeks' profit. Yeah. So how would you, let's see, if I got caught for money laundering and terrorist activity and they only fined me a month of my salary, I'm not sure that that was hard, you know, very hard punishment.
That's kind of just a little slap.
A little disturbing. But, but they did extract so much as, you know, they didn't extract so much as $1 or one day in jail from any individual despite a decade of stupefying abuses. People may have outraged fatigue. Do we have outrage fatigue out there, anybody?
No.
I think it's a new technical term now. Outrage fatigue. We're so outraged, we're tired of being outraged. So the new normal is not normal being normal, and I'm comfortable in that normal. So you know, about Wall Street and more stories about billionaire greed heads getting away with more and stealing off, and it's just out of control. But the HSBC case went miles beyond the usual paper-pushing, keypad-punching sort of crime committed by geeks and ties normally associated with Wall Street. In this case, the bank literally got away with murder. Well, aiding and abetting it, anyway. For at least half a decade, the storied British colonial banking power helped to wash hundreds of millions of dollars of drug mobs, including Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel, suspected of 10,000 murders in just the past 10 years. People so totally evil, former Elliot Spitzer, former New York Attorney General, said that they make the guys on Wall Street look good. That's pretty tough to do. The bank also moved money from organizations linked to Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, and for Russian gangsters, helped countries like Iran, Sudan, North Korea evade sanctions, and in between helped murderers and terrorists in rogue states, aided countless common tax cheats in hiding their cash. Yeah, there's no problem with the banks.
No, there's nothing going on there at all.
That's all. It's all good. Okay.
I believe we have a guest on the line. Jenny Beth, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Not a problem. Glad you called in. You were here in Reading here not too long ago, and I got to meet you. I even got a picture with you. And you probably don't remember me. I was the big guy that they had to keep taking the picture over and over and over again. Sorry, I had to do it. It was there. So tell us what's going on with the Tea Party, Jenny.
Well, the week that I was in Reading, we learned that Karl Rove has started his new super PAC, and he's aiming to influence primaries and pick the most winnable candidates, and he seems to have his sights set on the Tea Party type candidates specifically.
Interesting.
So we're having to make sure that we let Karl Rove know that people in each state want to pick their own nominee and pick the people who are going to represent them in Washington, D.C., rather than consultants out of Washington, D.C., deeming who's the most winnable.
Yep.
And then we're getting ready for the sequester in Washington, D.C., where they're going to actually make the spending cuts that they promised and passed into law to make after the debt ceiling increase.
Don't you find this Republican-Democrat thing kind of a little bit of a hoax, especially at the higher levels? I mean, in light of what the Republicans did at the convention with Ron Paul's delegates and freezing them out of the convention and the bus not letting the one guy who was going to vote in favor of not changing the rules. I mean, I've been saying this all along. You know, when the Tea Party started, I felt like the Republicans sort of ran to the head of the parade and tried to co-opt us. And so I've always been suspicious of them at this point. I think that they're in league at the higher levels with the Democrats. What's your opinion?
I completely agree with that, in that there are so many people who are Republican who claim to be part of the Tea Party, but when you go and look at their votes, they're voting for higher taxes, they're voting for more spending, and they're voting for increased debt ceiling. So they haven't voted to defund Obamacare, which the representatives in the House actually have the ability to do. So I agree with that. There's a small handful, and I think it's very important that we do give credit to those who are maintaining our principles. We have about 30, 35 in the House and about 6 to 8 in the Senate. And I appreciate those who are maintaining our principles.
Yeah, I believe that, I've had some pretty heated arguments with people about this. Oh, we have to vote for the Republicans because you got to win. And my thing is, you can't win if you're going to keep sacrificing your principles, because if their principles are the same principles of the other side, then you're really just getting played.
Well, if all you're doing is saying we have to vote for so-and-so because we're going to win, you can look at history for the last decade to almost two decades, and we're at nearly $17 trillion in debt from voting for people just because they can win. We have to find principled leadership, and we have to find people who are willing to put our country above all else, not their political party, not their personal power, not whatever is expedient. The most expedient thing they can possibly do. Our country is in trouble economically. Our GDP is contracting. We could be entering another recession. We have to solve these fiscal problems, and that's why the Tea Party movement started.
I agree totally. And, part of that platform is fiscal responsibility, and I don't think we can have fiscal responsibility as long as we have a private central bank issuing our currency. I believe that is the root of the problem here, because it seems that both parties are being controlled by the big money. It's like my quote in the beginning of this was that when buying and selling are controlled by legislation, the first things to be bought and sold are legislatures. And I think that's part of our problem, is the banking industry has gotten so powerful that they're controlling the hierarchy of both parties.
You're right. It has gotten so powerful. But I would add to that it's not just the banking industry that's gotten so powerful. There are so many big businesses or industries that have gotten so powerful, they shut out opportunity for new entrepreneurs trying to enter the field. And they do that by ensuring that there are regulations that protect their own businesses and then make it difficult for the small business to succeed. And you know that there's a problem when unemployment goes up in January. We learn in January that the gross domestic product shrank in the last quarter of 2012. And all that week that we learned that, we find out that the stock market actually increased.
Yeah, I know.
It closed up that week. And yesterday we find out that the salary increases that happened since the recession have happened primarily for the top 1%. So there's a problem when the economy is hurting the rest of the country, but the people in the Washington, D.C. corridor, I'm sorry, the D.C. New York corridor are profiting and benefiting from it. And you've got seven of the wealthiest counties in Washington, D.C. from the whole entire country. It's a problem.
Yep. It's called crony capitalism. You know, I had a guy I was having an argument on Facebook one day, and he was like, well, yeah, capitalism. He says, yeah, didn't Obama's not a communist. He's a capitalist. Didn't he just bail out the GM? Isn't that capitalism? And I was thinking, how can you argue with somebody that has zero understanding of what's going on? But that's what's created here. I mean, whether it's, GE and Jeffrey Immelt, I mean, we could go on for days, but it's the big banks in conjunction with the big, cronies, in Wall Street and in business that have created a cartel, so to speak, where they freeze out anybody who challenges their power structure.
Absolutely, and what I've been saying, I've quit calling it crony capitalism. We're in a situation where we're not dealing with capitalism any longer. This isn't free markets. It's too much government interference for it to be free markets. But it's not socialism either. If we were in a true socialist communist society, we wouldn't even be on the radio right now. What we're dealing with is a corruptive crony environment, and it is not working.
Right.
And I don't think it's either socialism or capitalism. It's some weird mix and just a crony corruptive environment. And it's corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it is. No question about it. I mean, that day after day. I mean, I'm just looking at this article that I read from Rolling Stones about HSBC. And these guys are in league with the terrorists, drug cartels, and they get slapped with a fine. Nobody goes to jail. This goes back to the bailouts, you name it. It seems like these people are untouchable because the people that should be prosecuting them, i.e. Eric Holder. I mean, look at Eric Holder. He's appointed by Obama. The guy doesn't prosecute anybody for anything that's, whether it's Fast and Furious.
Nor does he get prosecuted.
Yeah, when do these guys start getting prosecuted for their crimes?
They act as if they're above the law.
Absolutely.
And you see that even with things like the Senate not passing a budget. They're mandated by law to pass a budget. Or the fact that now the Senate and the White House are saying, oh wait, we don't want to do these sequester cuts. We don't need to do that. Is this a law you just passed a bill and signed into law 18 months ago, and what you're saying is, I don't want to obey the law.
Did you see that exchange between Jay Carney and Justin Amash on Twitter? I'll read it after. We got to go to a break.
We got to go to a break. Jenny Best, so hang on. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to call in and talk with Jenny, and the number here is 605-4567.
Wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end. Finding out along the way what it takes to keep love living. You should know how it feels, my friend.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
That.
In case you needed to know out there, folks, we were rocking out in here and having a great time.
All I can say is crank it up, Bob, and let her rip. We're back with our special guest, Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots, and, you know, we're having an interesting conversation. I kind of want to know what you think we should do right now, Jenny Beth, and towards the end of the show, I kind of like to get your vision of where we're going in the future to solve these problems. So what do you think the biggest thing right now that we need to be addressing or at least recognizing as a problem?
Well, at a federal level right now, the things that we must be focused on are the upcoming deadlines on fiscal issues. These deadlines are hard and fast deadlines that we have to pay attention to. And the thing that concerns me the most is that if we don't pay attention and we get distracted by the other issues that both Republicans and Democrats would probably like us to be distracted by at the moment,
right,
if we get distracted by those issues, then they could wind up making a deal that increases the debt ceiling all the way to the lame duck session after the elections in 2014. And I think we have every reason to believe that's very possible because we've seen them do it in the past. So we have sequestration coming up on March 1st, a continuing resolution, which is funding the government right now, that comes up for, it ends on March 27th. We have to make sure that in that continuing resolution, they don't go back and increase the spending levels and negate the entire sequestration. And then the budget is supposed to be passed by both chambers by April 15th. And then at the beginning, well, the middle of May, I believe it's May 17th or 19th, we hit the expiration of the borrowing authority. And we don't even have a debt ceiling anymore. They've suspended it, and they could potentially, who knows what they could wind up doing, but they suspended it, which is exactly what Pelosi and President Obama were asking for.
Yeah, that's exactly
what. So we've got to keep watching those things at a federal level.
Yeah, I remember I was mentioning that at the meeting in here in Reading, and that was my concern. I mean, Nixon suspended the debt level, or the link to gold with our currency back in 1971, and, you know, that's 45 years ago or whatever, you know, and I think what they just did was they gave Obama an open-ended check to, which pretty much guarantees hyperinflation, because the real true cause of hyperinflation is when you can't stop the government from spending and they can no longer borrow and they have to print the shortfall. And that's what I'm afraid of as well. So I think you're right. I think this administration is very good. Excellent, in fact, at diversion tactics to keep, watch this hand over here while I'm in your pocket with this hand over here.
Precisely. And so we need to be careful that they're going to talk a lot about immigration. They're going to talk about gun control, the environment, and other issues that are very, very important. We just need to make sure we do all we can to keep those issues from actually coming to a vote until after we get through the fiscal issues. And then we go back and debate those. So I think our biggest challenge as a Tea Party movement is to make sure that we are picking the right battle at the right time with the right message. And we did that very well in 2009, 2010, and the beginning of 2011. And I think that we can do it again very well in 2013 and 14. And then in your state, in California, I've talked to so many groups around the state who are getting involved and engaged at a local level and doing what they can to affect local city councils and boards of supervisors. And I think that given the political makeup in your state, that's precisely where you should be focusing your attention right now, because of the state legislature being controlled by a supermajority with the Democrats, it's going to be very difficult to get bills that you would want to see passed at the moment. So focus on the local level, and then we'll work to affect the legislature as we continue into the future.
You know, it's funny. The media, in my opinion, has become our biggest enemy, or one of them, the mainstream media, because they won't report anything. They black out things by omission, not even acknowledging they exist on several fronts that I'm not going to go into. But it reminds me of when the Tea Party started. I mean, I started with the Tea Party just shortly after the Tea Party Patriots got going and Rick Santelli and his big rant. And when we started the movement, I mean, being as naive as we were and thinking that everybody was for freedom and the Constitution, and you know, I was shocked at the start of this thing that not everybody wanted to help us. In fact, it seemed like on all sides they were against us. And you know, we've come to the point now to where we've gotten over that. Now, you know, they're trying to just marginalize us by not reporting anything on everything that we do. So that it seems like we're not there, you know, thus, you know, the reports, oh, the Tea Party's dead. I think what's happened is we've wised up, we've gotten more sophisticated, we've figured out what we need to do and where we need to go, and the movement is growing actually. What are your thoughts?
You're exactly right. And the movement is going. We are more sophisticated. We're not just going out on the street and having a protest. And that's good, because you get earned media from that, and you make a message and get your point across. But we have to make sure that we're not just talking, that we're actually doing what we can to make a difference. And that includes influencing elections and organizing so that you can influence elections. And most importantly, it includes watching what the people who are elected are actually doing. Are they preserving freedom, or are they doing things that take away freedom at the cost of security or free birth control or free whatever the free thing of the day happens to be?
Totally agree. I mean, you know, we got to get up off the couch. And, you know, we've discovered we have to become the media. That's, you know, if you'd have told me 4 years ago that I was going to be a radio talk show host, I would have said, yeah, right, whatever.
Well, who would have guessed that we would be having to be doing what we're doing in order to keep our country and take back our country and our freedoms?
I guess I watched too many Disney movies as a child with Jiminy Cricket and, you know, Wish Upon a Star and stuff. And, but you know something, I think that's where we need to go back. We need to get back our morality, because that's part of the problem here. And we need to go back to our roots. And that's what the Tea Party's all about. It's not about all this other crap that all these people keep talking about. Okay. It's about getting back to a level playing field where equal rights, not social justice, is involved, where the law is equally administered. And that's not what's happening here, especially at the upper levels.
especially at the upper levels. It's absolutely not what's happening. And we have to do exactly what you just said. And I think a lot of people in the country who are involved in this movement are doing things they never even imagined they'd be doing, whether it's they're now serving as congressmen or senators, or they're working at a local level, or they are doing something in the media. We're doing what's necessary, using our talents to the best of our ability, and doing what's necessary to save our country.
Well, Jenny Beth, did you think 4 or 5 years ago that you would be head of a movement, nationwide movement, maybe possibly worldwide movement at some point in time, called the Tea Party to get the freedom in America reestablished?
I never in my wildest dreams, I imagine this is what I would be doing.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I know I read your bio a little bit, before we got started, and I guess, you and your husband, worked at, Home Depot or something, was it?
I worked at Home Depot. My husband had his own company. I programmed computers there. They have, their corporate office or their store support center in Atlanta, and then I quit working there to go through fertility treatments. And honestly, when I was going through fertility treatments, I thought I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. But my life has changed a lot. I travel. My husband works from home. And I've learned you make plans. You work them the best that you possibly can. And you have to understand that life is going to throw you curveballs, and you've got to be able to go with it.
Very good. Listen, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back with, the big solutions that we can think of as far as the youth and so forth. So go ahead, Linda.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hey, on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
back. Yay! Sovereign Mind Radio. Got to have some fun with that. Absolutely, very good. We're back with Jenny Beth Martin, and I kind of want to talk about where we're going forward and the youth and the programs that are available, the training, things like that that people can get involved in, the Leadership Institute, the things that are the solution in the long term, because I believe that we're in this for a long haul. This is not something that's going to be solved overnight. This is going to take years to get everything under control and back to where it should be. So what are your thoughts on that, Jenny Beth?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's going to take a long time. It took us 100 years to get where we are, and we're not, unfortunately, going to be able to solve these problems in only the 4 years we've been around. So Tea Party Patriots has a lot of tools available. The youth vote is one that's crucial and very important for us to focus on. There's a group called Tea Party Students that focuses on high school and college age students, and it's a network of Tea Party groups around the country of people who are in high school and college. And we can help get people plugged into that if you go to teapartypatriots.org. We have training available for local groups that includes training through the Leadership Institute. You can have them come out to your local group to do training. And the other thing is, if you're just listening to this radio program and you want to get training right now today, you can go to the website teapartytraining.com. It may be .org, but it's teapartytraining.com or .org. And there are videos and training there that the Leadership Institute has set up that will help you learn how to organize a precinct, fundraise, do everything that's necessary to get more engaged at a political level.
Very good, very good. Go ahead,
Jenny. I just wanted to say, make sure you plug in at teapartypatriots.org.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody needs to start plugging in, get up off the couch, dust your backside off and start getting involved and go to some event or do something, talk to somebody, something, but get involved here. We got a question from our chat room here, and from Lori. It says, what is your opinion of Dr. Carson that was on Hannity last night? Did you happen to see that?
I saw part of it. It was really good. He's very, very good. He has a couple of books out. I encourage people to read them. He just started a Twitter account yesterday. I believe it's The Real Ben Carson.
Okay.
And follow him and watch what he's doing. He's very articulate. He knows the healthcare law, and he's a neurosurgeon, so he's able to address it. And that's what we, especially when it comes to the healthcare law, we need as many doctors as possible and nurses talking about it and talking about how it's going to affect the care that patients receive. That's been one of our biggest concerns with it. We don't want the government involved in our decisions between our doctors and ourselves.
Yeah, I want to let everybody know out there too, to Facebook me at Mark E. Kent. It's M-A-R-K, just an E, Kent, and I have a lot of this information that I'm starting to post up on it so we can get involved. I wanted to talk about this one tweet between Jay Carney and Justin Amash. And Jay Carney tweets, GOP Amash says it's a mistake on the part of the Republicans to try to pin sequester on Obama. It's totally ingenuous. And Amash comes back with, it's even more ingenuous for President O to call sequester devastating when he came up with it, and signed it into law. And then Carney comes back and says, sir, the whole point of sequester, as you know, was to avoid it because it's devastating. Need to pass balanced buy down or whatever. I can't quite get the end of that. And then Amash comes back with, is that a serious tweet? You don't sign a bill unless you're okay with the consequences. It's spring president 101. I mean, you know, that's on Twitter and you're thinking, you know, this is the press secretary for the White House. And it's all about doing this big dance, of perception instead of, trying to fix it.
Right. Well, what President Obama is doing right now with the sequester is not something new to elected officials in Washington, D.C. They'll pass a law, and then they come back and change the law and write a new law, especially when it comes to the spending and budgets. So he's not doing something that both Republicans and Democrats haven't done before. The difference is that at the moment, the House Republicans are saying we are going to stick to the sequester amounts. And they acknowledge that we absolutely must cut spending. And they even are going so far as to say, we're putting the, what is typically the Republican sacred cow, defense, we're putting it on the line just like we passed into law to do. And for that, I have to say that I do appreciate the Republican leadership. It's not been very much in the past 2 years I've been able to say that, but if they actually keep these sequester amounts and they don't change them in a continuing resolution or budget later in the year, I think it's a good step in the it's a better step in the right direction than what we've seen in the past.
Well, that's what's going to happen here is there's only two ways out of this thing. You either deflate by automatically only spending within your budget so you can't borrow any more money, or you hyperinflate out. And you're absolutely correct. We've got to stop at some place, and it's going to be cuts across the board either now or a whole lot worse later, but we got to start someplace. So let's give credit where credit's due with the GOP. I hope they're starting to stand their ground here, because you know, up to this point, I've not been real pleased with these guys. They keep making they just keep giving in and caving, which makes me wonder whose side are they on.
Exactly. So let's see if they can actually hold the line this time. There is talk that they're going to come out with a budget that will balance in 10 years, which is much better than Paul Ryan's previous budget that balanced, if it balanced at all, in 28 years. But the thing that we have to be very savvy about and sophisticated about watching for is that the budget actually starts making cuts immediately, and it doesn't push those cuts off until years 8, 9, and 10, which is what they're famous for doing.
Yeah, they don't
actually start now.
They actually don't cut the budget. What they do is they cut the bigger spending bills as opposed to actually cutting any spending, you know. So,
right.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted to also ask you, you had some books that you recommended at the last Tea Party meeting over there, and I was kind of hoping you'd be able to tell us maybe to the listeners out there that what books would be recommended reading by you to help them understand some of this stuff.
Well, if you want to address the youth and talk to the youth, one thing that I highly recommend is going and reading the entire Hunger Games trilogy. It's fictional and it's written for young adults, but my parents have read it and my 9-year-old twins. So I highly recommend that. It's not a political book, but there's a lot you can learn from that book. I also recommend Victory Lab. And I recommend going back and reading the book by David Plouffe called Audacity to Win, which talks about what the Obama campaign did in 08, building coalitions of people. And really, it's grassroots campaigning 101. And if you don't know how to do it, it's good to read what the Obama campaign did. The fact that Obama beat Hillary in the primary process shows how together his campaign was.
Yeah, regardless of...
And we can learn from that.
I agree. I think there's a lot of voter fraud and a lot of other things going on there, but we can't use that as an excuse for not building our own coalitions and taking responsibility to make sure that we're educating the youth, that we're taking responsibility and steps towards getting America back to freedom, because I think freedom sells very well. It's just that we've been sold slavery as freedom. It's kind of like Bush telling us that in order to save your freedom, we have to take it away. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
It is.
So anyway, any last thoughts here from anyone? We're running about a minute or so out. And anything that you want to tell the listenership out there, Jenny, while we got you on the air?
My last thoughts are, make sure that when you're picking your battles and which fights you're going to fight, that we're picking the right battle at the right time with the right message. And that doesn't mean that we're abandoning other battles. We're just picking the right ones for the time that we're at, and we can pick up other battles down the line. So let's keep fighting. We know we're in this for the long haul, and we're not alone. We're together with people all across the country.
Very good.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much, Jenny Beth, for coming on and sharing your thoughts. Yeah, we'd love to have you back in the future and keep us updated on to what's going on out there.
Thanks so much.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Our one thing from Franklin's Virtues this week is justice. Wrong none, do injuries to no one, and do not omit the benefits that are your duty. Let's see. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous and servant and frivol master. We got it in.
And so we'll be back next week, and get plugged into the Tea Party or something, and get your education and Help our country out.
You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. Kurt Largent is next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A day after a meteor explodes over eastern Russia, reports of fireballs flying over northern California and over Cuba. There, an explosion shook walls and windows, and authorities are looking for meteorite fragments. Paul Chodas with NASA's Near Earth Object Program office.
As time goes on, more and more of the Earth's surface is being covered in cities and urban areas. And so I think in the future, we might be confronted with an increasing number of incidents like this.
In South Africa, the uncle of the track star Oscar Pistorius says his nephew's in shock and grief over the death of his girlfriend, who he shot. And police are not buying a thought she was a burglar story. That uncle, Arnold Pistorius, speaking for the family.
After consulting with our legal representatives, we deeply regret the allegations of premeditated murder.
He's not saying what might have happened there. Meantime, a reality show starring the girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, airs tonight in South Africa as scheduled.